that number, you will get Jennifer, our call screener, Rosie's wife. She'll get your question, get it fielded, queued up on air. Rosie's in Tucson at the Saba Home Show. You'll get your question answered. I'm just going to kind of hang out here and fill in where need be.
Awesome.
I do have a question for you here on text, Rosie. And while you have Southwestern Solar, this question comes in from 623, so west side of Phoenix, technically, is where that originally would have come from. Is solar available for manufactured homes?
All right. We'll address that. We'll also address Steve from Tucson, who says he doesn't know anyone with solar that's saving money. But before we do that, I'd like to reintroduce the owner and marketing director for Southwestern Solar and Green Valley Cooling and Heating, Joanna Hossick. Joanna, again, thanks for driving up and bringing Mike, our solar engineer, with you today.
Of course. Anytime, Rosie. Thank you.
And y'all service what areas?
The I-19 corridor.
Okay. That's south side of Tucson.
We
Sorita.
Sawarita is as far north as we service.
Okay.
Well, for Green Valley Cooling Heating, Southwestern Solar, we service all the way up to Marana.
Okay.
So you can reach us all the way down to Rio Rico, Tubac area.
Okay. Very good. And how would they reach you?
Call us, 520-625-1238. We're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Write the number down if you'd like to talk to someone about solar in that particular service area. Mike would be more than happy to come out and join you. Again, the number one more time. On Monday, call.
Sure. 520-625-1238.
Very good. Mike,
what
have you got there? We were talking about it off air.
Yeah, we've got a couple of calls so far where people are not happy with the solar system that was installed. They're saying they're not getting the return that they thought they would. The system's not producing what they thought they should be producing. And there's a new packet from TEP and from TRICO where we have what they call a consumer acknowledgement form. And this grew out of our state legislature. It's actually Arizona Revised Statutes 44-1763. And it governs contracts, specifically solar, distributed generation, and it lays out what the contract or what the proposal needs to include. So the consumer is a lot more aware of what they're getting, what they're paying for, the warranties on the different components, the modules, the inverters.
You know, as a homeowner, there's several levels I'm considering solar. Okay, like Rick says, every home in Arizona should be generating some degree of solar power. We've just got too much sun available to us for us not to be putting it to work. So you've got that philosophical position about we should all be doing what we can to harvest the energy that's coming from the sun. The second level is what's my income level and what tax credits can be put to advantage for my long-term estate planning. Then there's two very, very confusing components that unscrupulous solar contractors have used in the past, and that's what the legislators are trying to put an end to with this form.
Right.
They overstate what power rates will increase to over the next decade and two decades. So if I can be made afraid of how much more expensive power is going to get, that's going to move me into an arena where I might want guaranteed rate prices by installing a solar system. Overstating the upcoming increases in power purchasing, along with over-promising the delivery of any one particular system. Now, there's a graph that you can put together with those, and you only need to tweak the inflation of power and the projected power being generated by the solar. You only need to tweak those a couple percent either way, and your returns become exponential.
That's correct.
Yep. Unscrupulous guy can work that to make it look like, oh, you're going to get a payback before next Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, unbelievable, some of them. So, yeah, when you guys, the consumer is out there and they're looking to get solar, just beware of the contract you're signing. Beware of this consumer acknowledgement form and what you're supposed to be getting. So don't jump into something that you're not real sure what's going on.
Now, in our pursuit of taking the confusion out of the solar world. Let's just talk through a hypothetical Mrs. Jones that calls Southwestern Solar. Why don't you just talk all of the Arizona homeowners that are listening through what a responsible solar contractor is, what are they going to take Mrs. Jones through to answer her questions? And what questions should she be asking? The phone call comes
in. Okay, Mrs. Jones just called. What we're going to do is we're going to set up a site evaluation. Before we even go out there, we're going to look on Google Earth just to see how the house is situated. Not every house has an optimum orientation for solar. We want to have the modules facing due south or as close to true south as possible. That way you get the most energy harvest from that. So we'll look at Google Earth. We'll go out and do a site evaluation. A lot of things you can't see from Google Earth are trees, any shading issues that you may have. We'll sit down, we'll talk with the homeowner and get their energy bill from the previous year or the previous 12 months. That gives us an idea of what kind of energy use the homeowner is accustomed to using.
Right, right.
So once we have that, we discuss with them how much of that energy bill do you want to cover, what's your budget like. If if they don't have a budget that's going to cover 100%, we'll go to maybe 60-70%.
I think a lot of people initially thought, well, I'll go solar and then I can just kiss the utility company goodbye.
Right, yeah.
But you really can't.
No. The way the solar systems work, if the grid goes down, your solar system goes down. And that's a safety feature. They call it the anti-islanding feature. If the utility company goes down, they don't want their linesmen, and of course nobody wants their linesmen to get injured on, because your solar system is producing energy. So it shuts everything down.
It doesn't allow your solar system to backfeed the system.
That's correct.
They've shut it off from the front end,
right?
And they don't want you feeding it from the back
end. That's correct, yeah. It's a safety feature. So once we sit down with the homeowner, figure out what they want, what their expectations are, we'll come up with a plan. I'll design a system for them, bring it back to them and show them what we expect it to produce. How much it's going to cost them, and we'll take it from there. And again, always keeping in mind, our proposal system has the consumer acknowledgement form that we're signing now with TEP. Every one of those items on that list, Southwestern Solar and our proposal system has done already. So you want to be certain that when Mrs. Jones calls, that she has everything she needs to make an informed decision.
There's a lot to it.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. And then you've got to be able to stand behind the servicing you're buying from somebody that's going to be around long enough to service the equipment.
That's correct. Yeah. So. Like Joanna said, we've been in the southern Arizona area since 1968. We live here. So we live right next door to you. We'll be there.
Yeah. So we've got this disclosure now that people are having to sign. We've got the solar panels and the site assessment that we're going to go through. A lot of houses, as Rick says, everyone in Arizona should have it, but not every home is suitable for
no,
it, right?
No, not at all. Yeah. No.
You've got the homes that are facing the wrong direction.
Yeah, well, there was a question before about the manufactured homes. Now
a question came in over our text line.
Yeah, some of the manufactured homes with metal roofs, you don't want to put solar on that. The newer manufactured homes that have wooden roofs, that have 2x6 trusses, by all means, you can put them on those. Okay. And again, orientation is key. If it's facing east and west, it's not the optimum orientation. There are certain things that we can do to work around that, such as microinverters. But a central inverter would not work on a situation like that, in my opinion.
And Steve called 1-888-767-4348, calling from Tucson, and says, I know several solar customers that have had arrays installed that don't see a savings of any. What would be causing that?
Maybe the system's not working. Maybe there's a lot of shading issues there.
Then you've got the whole situation of, do I lease or do I purchase? But a lot of times you won't see a savings in the first 9 to 12 months that you have it on until they flip back, right?
Well, you should see a savings right away. If you're producing energy and you're using that energy in your home, that's less energy you're buying from the power companies. So you should see a savings right away.
And generally speaking, let's just take a 2,000 square foot home with a family of four, all electric in Pima County. How much power are we going to be consuming in that house monthly?
I'm thinking, I think I made a calculation.
1,600?
Yeah, about 1,600 kilowatt hours a month.
Yeah. So what would you tell a family like that? A 100% system would probably be prohibitively expensive, right?
It would be very big system, and there are some limiting factors. One of the factors, of course, is space with the proper orientation. Another limiting factor is the size of your service panel. If you have a 200-amp service, the most you can overload that would be 20%, which would be a 40-amp breaker.
Okay.
So that would be the largest amount of amperage you can put into the system. So that would be a limiting factor. And, of course, budget. Budget is a major limiting factor.
So you're going to put in a system that supplements this power need by 50-60% would be about average of what you're calculating.
You probably 50-60% maybe a 6-kilowatt system.
Okay, and a 6-kilowatt system, I know it's hard to give an estimate because site conditions impact, but what would someone expect to pay? What range?
Maybe 18 to 25,000, something 18 like that.
And that's going to take care of about 60% of your power requirements.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. On a house like that, yeah, where you're using 20,000 kilowatt hours a year.
Okay. And a payback on that?
People always want to know the payback on it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. Rick figured his payback in about 200 years.
Yeah, he's not going to be around.
At $100 a year.
Yeah. Payback on something like that, maybe 10 years.
But 10, 12 years. Properly designed system after the whole site analysis and the right questions have been asked of the consumer. You got to make sure they're on the right power plan. You got to get familiar with how they're buying power. You've got to get familiar with what their needs are in the future. You've got to project the inflated rate of power and what it could be over the next 20 years. You have to be fair in assessing how much power your panel system is going to provide. And it's a complete calculation. Then at that point, you have to decide, do I lease or do I buy?
Right.
And I want to talk about that right after we get back on this segment, because that's another very confusing component
yes.
of the whole industry. It's Rosie on the House. We'll be right back.